Link with Dougie. Link it up, 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 link with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Green, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Right. Put on your dance shoes, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Dougie Almeida on Tuesday night at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. Sitting along with me today is Mr. Peter Leonard.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. And joining us today, because he's available, Mr. Ethan Moore.
Yes, I'm available. Good evening, Dougie.
And it's amazing. About to start the show, thinking about things we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I get this hit from Facebook of somebody's claiming they're safe after an atrocious act.
In New
that
York.
Happened in New York City, in lower Manhattan.
They've already got that. You know what? They had the hurricane down here. I said, safe in, you know, hurricane, whatever that was.
So you obviously don't know anybody who could possibly have been biking down in lower Manhattan. I could think
Lance
of some,
Armstrong.
I saw some. I got some notifications also.
Yeah.
Notified safe during the violent incident. That's what weird, by the way. They use that for everything. It's just the violent incident, which is, to me, is a very strange way
as opposed
refer to
a
massacre.
Yeah, not so violent. Oh, right. The guy only lost a foot.
I can't be more specific.
Violent
like
incident.
The shooting or the hurricane.
Well,
first,
the driving into the crowd and then shooting at them incident.
Everybody's too scared to call anything or label anything anymore.
That's true. They don't. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to say I said it was that, but it seemed like that. But who knows? You know, I don't want you to judge me because I may have been wrong, and I only had a few seconds to figure out what I was thinking.
In case people hadn't heard, Dougie, why don't you tell the story of what happened today?
Some knucklehead who rented a Home Depot truck decided to drive it down the bike path through Lower Manhattan.
No, too wide for the bike path.
I think so. It's a Home Depot truck. Okay. It wasn't a Home Depot golf cart.
Then that wasn't a safe thing to do.
No. Now we're going to find out who this guy is. Everybody's going to be talking about, oh, is he white? Is he this? Like, it matters.
I heard it was the Vegas guy's brother.
Yeah. He flipped out.
That's what he found out. Because there's too much publicity on him. And he said, fuck it. You know, my brother's getting all the publicity.
They forgot about him already.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry the tradition.
Right. And by the way, they have forgotten about that guy already. They stopped talking about Vegas as soon as Harvey Weinstein came along. Why does sex replace 48 people massacred in a fucking concert?
It seems like that's what we always do, right? People. We just watch the next thing. It's just the next. It's like, hey, what else is on?
Yeah, here we go through this drift of life and what's popping up to the top. You know, it's interesting. I watched the video today with Corey Feldman with his interview with Matt Lauer, because he's being questioned on why he needs $10 million before he exposes the pedophiles in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Right.
Well, even he's broke. That's
yeah.
He's broke.
Fucking ever hear him sing? He's trying to sell his music.
Yeah, he probably owes a drug dealer $5 million of that. He probably owes the hookers million of that.
I would rather go to a 2 a.m. open mic, than go watch him fucking perform and sing.
Corey Feldman. Oh Jesus, he was best friend the other Feldman.
Well, his mother, Corey Haim, the mother of Corey Haim, wasn't his name?
Corey Haim.
Yeah. His other, you know, the other one who supposedly got molested.
Well, he
was a young actor
or something.
He was.
Both, but you know, like, both Corey's got molested, apparently. Yeah.
Don't name your kids Corey. Yeah. If you have a fucking boy,
avoid Corey.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Bruce. You know, there's only one Bruce I know who's not gay, and it's Springsteen, okay? Every other Bruce I know has a fucking lisp, and his shit is untapered.
Is that true?
I swear to God. How many Bruces do you know?
Yeah. I don't know a single guy named Bruce.
Let me recall.
Right. They already you know, transitioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. They're Brianna.
Yeah, or Bridget.
Yeah, something like that.
Some fucking guy decides, now who is he? What was his, you know, who's his affiliation? Mm. All these things, you know. But again, we have somebody taking innocent lives out for some sort of end result.
Yeah.
And that's all, you know, when I look at that, I'm like, what's the end result? So people are still going to do shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like all of a sudden, you know, it's like almost in life now, if you're walking down the street, like a car accident. Like when I was coming home from down Sheridan the other day, it was raining, mm-hmm. and this fucking old lady pulls out of a Publix after another guy who crossed the intersection, and I'm already off the brakes because it's pouring, and I'm not, you know, I'm a little bit of a defensive driver. and I'm noticing this, and I see this knucklehead in a Scion.
Right.
Pulling up on my left, and we're talking about people on their phones. This guy's hauling ass, and his Scion, which I know is, if he has to hit the brakes, that thing's going to spin like a...
Right. That's a very safe car.
Yeah, like, you know.
It's like driving a sardine can.
Exactly. You know? It's like a go-kart.
Yeah.
And he's watching his phone. I see him accelerating, and I see this old lady leave through the intersection, mm-hmm. Sheridan Highway, two lanes,
right.
heading west. And I go, oh, this ain't good. And I'm thinking, if he sees it, he might be able to avoid it.
But you're Bam. Blocking his view, kind
no,
of.
No, no, no.
Right?
He was passing me. Like, right, he was hauling ass. He was looking straight ahead.
I got you.
I wasn't driving on a perpendicular angle, Pete. I was driving fucking west.
That's what I'm saying. But you were parallel to the guy, and he zipped past you.
I mean, eventually, whether he saw her leave or not,
yeah.
I may have been.
Did they hit?
But it didn't matter. I think I mentioned he was on the fucking phone.
Idiot. Did they hit?
He smashed into her back rear quarter panel.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So the defensive driver.
I wonder who's going to get the ticket in that case, because she really...
She will.
Yeah, pulling out like that.
I mean, you know, but here's a responsible thing. I didn't want to stick around and give my report to the, you know, we're going to get to a day and age where you're going to be walking down the streets of some major metropolis, someone's going to get shot in the fucking head right in the middle of the street, and people are going to just keep walking.
It happens now. What are you
talking
about?
I think it's already the case.
But I mean, even to the most exaggerated level. You get it?
It's a woman lying in the street in Manhattan 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was the Kitty Genovese thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
She stabbed 81 times or something, and they just, people, she's, help me. People are fucking looking out the window and waving. And
It's wild that thing happened today, though. I thought all I had to worry about on Halloween was like razor blades and apples.
Yeah, you know? And I got to worry about
some madman with a gun.
Yeah, trick or treat, or, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he got out of the car, and I don't know if he's alive yet. Is he alive, guys?
Are you asking our citizen journalists there on Facebook?
I think they're still with us.
Do some research. That's normally what Elgin does when he's here. He
just looks stuff up for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very good, very quick at that shit.
Oh. Yeah, he's Mr. Snopes. I think we call Elgin there DeVito. A little DeVito. DeVito? DeVito? Yeah. DeVito?
Hey, he's getting a little recognition in this thing.
Dude, he's doing great. That kid's working. Hey, by the way, he'll be hosting tomorrow night at Wise Guys Comedy Show, which... at Tavolino's in Coral Springs, Florida. The Funniest Man Alive is his title, which is on his credits. He also holds the Guinness World Book of Records of the longest comedy set of any human being.
Really?
14 hours straight.
Who is this guy?
G. David Clark.
Huh.
H.D. What the fuck? The fuck, anybody puts
a breathing. H.G. Wells.
G. David Clark. Something
the Dave
like,
Clark Five.
No, yeah, right.
Hold on, let me get
here they come again. Watch me if you can for 14 hours.
Yeah. Gun but, dude, he did 14 hours without repeating a joke.
Well, I don't know if I could do that. Could you do that?
Does it have to be funny?
Well, it's part of the definition of a joke.
Well, that could be part of the act, though, that it's not funny.
All right. G. David Howard, the Funniest Man Alive.
G. David Howard. Okay.
Oh, see, you know who his father is? For God's sake, that's Mo Howard's kid.
Hmm. Elgin David, your host, along with Angela Naka, very funny lady.
Yeah.
And local like Florida show. Comic Hennessy Williams.
Nice.
Those guys are going to do some like extended
Williams.
Guest spots.
He's dead, Tennessee Williams. The writer.
Hennessy.
No, I was obviously not saying Tennessee Williams, their Captain fucking Train Crash.
So I got to tell you something. 14 hours. Now, who's going to watch that and make sure that he's, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
No, it's a, you know what I mean. But now the Guinness changed the thing where, like, if they wanted to do it, our local comic, I think Jordan Garnett once mentioned on Facebook he was going to attempt it, that Guinness. But now they have it where you could take breaks, like bathroom breaks and rest.
Right.
But he did 14 hours straight.
Yeah.
He peed his pants.
I think he got to go to the bathroom. Oh. Aside from that, he came back and...
He had a wireless mic.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Anyway. Yeah. Also, by the way, big shout out to guys over... Did I say it already on the show or did I say in the pre-show? But 305 Brews.
Yeah.
Had a fun night last night closing the show. I got to work with Sue Ra, very funny young lady. Saw her set. That was She was funny as
I
hell.
I really like Surah.
Yeah. I haven't seen her in a while, so she had a great set.
She's cool.
A couple other comics went up prior, and it was fun. I love it because I found a new little angle, a little thing, and it's limited, I hope, but with everything going on, Weinstein,
right.
All these pedophilia, Kevin Spacey, all these people getting accused of the things they've done in their past.
Mm. Right. Manafort.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
We haven't got him yet.
Papadopoulos.
Peter Manafort, the guy who hung out with him. but I felt, but I looked back and I said, you know what? I don't have to worry. There's no reason anybody will ever come, calling on me, not me, hashtag not me. I don't, it's like I can look back and say I've never molested.
Wow.
I've never raped.
I've never,
you know what I mean? I was pretty polite even when I was, I was the player and somebody says, I don't know. I'd be like, all right.
Even when you were begging.
Yeah.
I was really nice about it.
Yeah.
Please, honey.
But they could come after you anyway. I look at like Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy. He had that case, and it was vague what really happened.
Right.
It was unclear. It was an allegation, and then all the charges have been dropped since. But it still caused him to flee the country.
Roman Polanski,
and he's stuck
too,
in. I don't know. I thought Roman actually did it, but
yeah.
Julian, I'm not sure. It's vague, and if people want to go after you, that's a good charge because it's hard to defend against.
Well, it's hard to. It's also hard to prove.
I'm in litigation now.
So it's all about facts. So, what you mentioned about this thing about collusion, it's going to be hard to put the facts together to pin the point between the two.
Well, they seem to have a lot of emails where the guy, the Greek guy, Papadopoulos, is like, so I want to go to Russia to set up this thing where we get these illegally stolen emails. And then Paul Manafort's like, okay, you go. Make sure we don't send Donald Trump. Because that would send the wrong message.
Yeah, well,
they have actual emails saying that.
They said that they had stuff that could damage the Clinton campaign.
Right. Right. Well, they said hacked emails.
They
had a way to obtain them, these hacked emails
from the Russian government.
Wow.
What did you say, Senator? Don't you grab it by the pussy, Senator?
I wonder if anything's going to get done in the next few years.
I don't know.
World War III. It's almost going to be like you're in class, and the teacher says, "You guys be good for a minute. I'll be back in a moment."
What do you mean?
Like if you take a microcosm, you're a young kid,
right?
For the first time, you get to experience a moment of potential chaos or order.
Sure,
is when you're in a certain grade and the teacher all of a sudden comes up. I've had this happen once or twice where the teacher just says, "All right, I have to leave the class. There's somebody on their way. You guys need to, everybody chill out in here. I'll be,
Right, you just, you kind of keep
I have an
keep
emergency.
On, yeah, you keep track of yourself for a minute, yeah. And I'll be back.
And then you get to see the collapse
of order. So you're saying that's an analogy for what?
Well, it depends, at this point, whether the chase. And like I said, if this thing is done right, we're going to find out a lot of shit about everything that happened.
You mean the investigation with Mueller?
With collusion with Russia. The real investigation is did an American citizen basically collude with a foreign government to interfere with the election process?
We have all these emails for
now. Now, what you're going to find out is that everybody did. Everybody was doing everything they could possibly do to win this fucking election.
Right. You don't think Obama was...
I have no doubt that... Everybody was doing anything they possibly fucking could. I have no. It's not like somebody in politics is going to be like, "Well, let's do this the right." Yeah, they're all scumbags. Everybody in politics are scumbags. The only reason I voted for Trump is I felt, well, here's at least a guy who's not a politician. Mm. But everybody has scumbags. If you are in any level of power in this country, you have to relate yourself with a fellow scumbag, because that's the only you can't be an ethical person and actually try to do good in this country. There's no way that you can say, "Oh, I have really good things I want to do."
There's a word called temptation.
This seems like greed. It seems like a good argument for getting rid of the government.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Hey, the teacher's walking out, everybody.
Yeah.
What do you have, king?
Maybe we'll be better off. And, this happened with Nixon. Nixon colluded with the South Vietnamese to stop the peace process in 1968.
Mm.
So that's Johnson's peace process. So he could, he could win. And he denied it till his death.
Yeah.
And then in the last 10 years they've uncovered all the evidence and said that it really happened.
Did you watch that Vietnam?
If they would have, I watched some of it. Yeah.
It's
and
incredible.
If they would have caught Nixon at that would have been treason.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so these guys are this is treason, And And anyone who did this stuff should be held to account. You know,
like,
I mean,
hey, I think it's all coming together. Like, you know, somebody keeps trying to predict, like the what is it when all the Christians raise to heaven? The
rapture.
The rapture.
Hey, just ask me, man. I'm right. Baptist, yeah, I'm, Protestant boy.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
So, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, Peter doesn't know.
A Jew. Rapture to me is a Blondie song. Yeah. You know, rapture.
So what the fuck that is. You know, but here's what's happening.
Yeah,
you know, things are coming. That's what I'm saying. You have to have a clean whistle.
Oh,
if you want to live in this the new age,
I try to.
You know, you got to have a clean whistle.
I do. I use a lot
of
soap.
I mean, everything you do, like
your whistle is dripping. Peter.
You talk, yeah, that thing's left a trail walking in here.
Sorry, it's whistling.
No, it really is true. You have to be above reproach, and who's above reproach? Because
no
these
one.
Days you type something into a search engine, and all of a sudden that's dirt on you.
Yeah,
you know.
Here's so it's all disgusting. And you know what? Guess what? We're all filled. Like, you know, this is the problem with it. We have to realize as a society is that, hey, we're all a bunch of fucking, you know, that's why I posted that thing about not me. You know, at least in my life, I could say that no matter all the stupid fucking things I've ever done, what I've never done was molest or rape some, you know, like do something really. Peter, why do you get nervous every time?
Peter, how come you didn't post that, Peter?
Because I've grabbed a few pussies.
I didn't see like that on your face.
I'm in litigation right now. I have grabbed a few pussies. I got 81 people right
it's
now.
Good to know.
On the fucking list. But anyway.
He's a big star, you know. They let you.
Listen, when you can't get it.
He's well known in that field.
Yes, I am. Now, I did want to make a point about something that was rather interesting.
Hopefully.
You fucked me up.
Oh, yeah, now I'm doing what you do
oh
to me?
God,
right. Interrupt you?
Oh, well. All right.
I'll tell you what, man. Yeah. I've been following this news in the last couple of days, and I've tried to stay out of it. I really do. I don't try to get too political, but I've gotten drawn into it now, and it's fascinating stuff, and it looks bad for everyone involved in the Trump campaign right now.
Yeah,
like
no,
I mean, it's clear that this guy Mueller has like dirt on people, and that this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, there's a bunch of stuff in those documents where it talks about how they have people who have been cooperating for a while now. Like the people are speculating that this Papadopoulos guy was wearing a wire over the last few months, collecting even more information. If I was in the Trump White House right now,
well,
I would be sweating bullets.
You just said it, Peter. You said that because he's the one who pled guilty.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who's going to be, you know, living it somewhere in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he pled guilty, right.
Yeah, so he's the one walking in with the fucking wires and shit.
Right. He's got the dirt on the other two. And he'll testify against them and he'll bury them. What I did remember what I was going to say, which is, what's the most read newspaper in the world, you know?
I don't know, maybe like USA Today or...
Know?
Oh, probably like China Daily or
Inquirer.
Something?
The National Inquirer.
National
Thank
Inquirer.
You. So that's how fucking people are geared up for news. That's how people are. Look, listen, Don
well, that's
Henley.
Why.
Yeah, Don Henley said it. Give us dirty laundry.
Wait, right, it's a trick question. No one reads newspapers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But they obviously still do because, you know, the London Times, right, and the Washington Post, the New York Times.
So
know,
here's what you're saying, Peter. Time, you're saying that we as a people deserve what we're about to be.
Because
you know,
there's more ignorant people in this country than
nullified,
than
numbified,
people.
Stupefied,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they don't know which they're like sheep. They don't know which way to go. They don't know what direction to follow.
I just hope. Here's the thing. I hope that
they believe
every,
anything they see a Martian.
You know,
there's a Martian out there, right?
I don't know. We did have, by the way, if everybody was paying attention, we had an interstellar, outerstellar object fly through our orbit.
Ex-wife, yes, with Halloween.
And NASA, all of a sudden, there was like a comet or some sort of major asteroid that blew through our, you know, through our trajectory.
Well, it wasn't her; she didn't blow.
Swing enough. You're gonna keep going on these.
Peter, Peter Leonard has a lot of wife jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Ex-wife,
a lot of pent up hostility.
So liked, was it an asteroid like, or what was it?
We don't. Whatever.
It was a piece
was
of asteroid.
Object. It was an object.
Wow.
At this point, again, I don't want to be like misquoted saying Doug thinks it's an asteroid. What kind of broadcaster is that guy?
Hey, you guys listening out there, you do some
fake
research
news,
and get some type Dougie.
No more fake asteroid news.
That's it.
Yeah. By the way, we mentioned yesterday on the show the story about the fat German kid who wanted to join ISIS being used as a sex slave was a fake story.
I said it had to be. I called that one.
Look,
I was like,
was
that
good.
Has to be fake. But it was so funny.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That is crazy. You would believe that.
Yeah, because we pictured it, and it was, you know, it was interesting.
The wiener had a schnitzel.
There you go.
Holy Christ.
So, listen, like you said, I can't wait either way. Whatever. The teacher's walking out. And let's see what happens. But I think, like you said, the tip of the iceberg is going to go. there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be found out. And
well, this is draining the swamp more than anything that Trump has done. You know, Trump said he's going to drain the swamp and he's going to get rid of all these lobbyists. He hasn't implemented any of that stuff. Meanwhile, Mueller is actually going after lobbyists and arresting them. Like, that's going to change the way that people look at lobbying for foreign governments.
Here's the thing. It's going to be done. You can't, like, he didn't get anybody done. You're in office for 9 months. You got to get past a health care bill. Training the swamp will take him. It's not like, you know, you don't like, listen, if you just took over a new 7-Eleven, you know, you went in there and you're going to make some changes and stuff. Sometimes you got to find out what, you know, you got to go in and go and find out. Then once you're in the, now you realize where, you know, what kind the marks are.
Right.
Where the challenges are and where the hindrances are.
What do you mean we still have 2-ply tissues in the bathroom?
Right.
Go to the 1-ply.
Listen, don't keep using, I know you're taking the toilet paper. Stop stealing the toilet paper.
Give those throws back.
Truckers don't shit that much.
So Dougie, are you saying that we're under new management and it's all about the change, or the teachers left the classroom? Which one is it?
There's two things. When it comes to the balance of society, what's important has nothing to do with the political part of it, but the balance of the societal aspect of it, which is you, me, and Peter, not the ones making decisions and writing those things into law.
Right.
Those as a societal base, it's going to be the pure essence of what we have to focus on right now is teachers walking out. You know, whether, you know, this instability within the government, and all these things are going to invest change, and all these things that are into the flow, you know, there's going to be like, look, you already have cops being shot because of, like, there's certain breaks into things, like, law and order, there's questions of that, right, with racial profiling, all that stuff. So there's, like, this balance where people are saying it's going to be a civil war at some point. And I can tell you, you know what caused a civil war? If all of a sudden Donald Trump was assassinated by a black man. Uh-huh. If that, God forbid, if somebody wanted to set up, if the tail that wags the dog wanted to, that would almost cause something eruptive.
On the white side of things?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the hoople heads are already mad about the fucking Confederate flag. So you imagine now if that happened.
I'd like to think we're stronger than that, but I'm not sure.
I would hope. I don't know. I think things would go a little crazy.
What if a
There'd be certain towns in the country that would all of a sudden would be taken over by militias.
What about a Southern boy who kills Al Sharpton? How about that?
Listen, I don't want to condemn Van Zandt on the show.
Right,
Peter.
No, right then and there.
I don't want some guy listening right now going, hey, there's an idea.
And don't name your kid Corey, by the way.
Yeah, Corey's not a good name.
Peter's got lots of good ideas.
No, I'm just saying. No, he's saying this is what's going to cause unrest on this. You know, I said this is what's going to cause civil war.
Well, I don't know. Let's hopefully we all can, like, you know.
I think Whitey might be a little
more. It's like an instruction manual.
I don't know. Whitey might be a little more tolerant.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But
not the ones I'm worried about.
Tolerant whites.
Those guys are already pissed when the fucking gay marriage happened.
Right.
Look what the fuck's happening to our country. A man can marry a man.
Right. Yeah. I got three words for you, Dougie Almeida. Three words for you.
All right, here we go.
Share your ammo. That's all.
Well, make sure you load up on that ammo.
Yeah.
Because, listen.
You have to share.
And I read an interesting article about that when they're talking about the Civil War. Like, how... Like, it's not like the Civil War, which they think over 700,000 people were estimated killed, which is the deadliest confrontation our country ever had or conflict.
Yeah, because it was everyone that died was American.
Yeah, it's like foreigners weren't involved.
Right.
You know what I mean? But from there, hopefully, that was basically, you think of the Civil War, we progressed, right? There was some progression. It wasn't, but okay, that's what the Civil War was about. It was about progression.
Grow better tobacco down in Virginia.
You know what I mean? But you yeah.
Yeah, I think
I don't
it's
know.
Better.
I wasn't around. I couldn't tell you. Uh-huh. You were.
Yeah.
But
I was. Sure.
Well, we after the Civil War, we realized that when we said all men are created equal, that meant people of any race. Yeah. That's what you mean. We progressed.
Just like when women could vote, like when it came to the point where women can vote in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a progression in our country's history in that now women could vote.
Peter doesn't think his ex-wife should have been able to
vote. She was a felon anyway.
I was just going to say, but look where that shit got Lincoln. You know what I mean? Okay. He did that crap like a whole.
Were you talking about going to Easy Jokes?
Was that a Mary Todd joke?
No. I don't know.
You're talking about Lincoln's ex-wife?
You're talking about, you know, the emancipation, you know,
Peter's just trying to sound like he's smart now.
No, I'm just saying, look what happened. The abolitionists and all this shit. There was a plot to kill, I don't know if you read that.
There's always been shit going on, by the way.
People were involved in that plot to kill Lincoln. It wasn't just this John Wilkes Booth crazy bastard. This was a whole thing
you would think
to topple the country and keep slavery in this, you know, in the country. They want, right. The South wanted to take over the whole fucking country.
Right.
And that's why they wiped this guy out.
And well, they was, had already lost at that
there
point.
There were millions of dollars. They, well, they thought they could change it.
Obviously, we know when it comes to losing, it's never over.
No, but yeah. They, yeah, because they attempted to assassinate the VP and the other guy, and all of a sudden, you know, they're all escaping to Canada. There's $10 million involved. It's really heavy shit, man. You know, this country's been involved in,
well,
so
that's
much
my point. And you know, all the shit's going on and everything. And
Kennedy.
Well, yeah, well, that's a...
Are you going to find out about what happened to all that
Peter
shit?
Leonard, are you going to sit here and talk? You're going to bring up every fucking stupid conspiracy there? We've been through conspiracy.
But that's supposed to have break last week. What happened to all those files?
Yeah, well, the CIA decided, hey, there's some stuff in here we don't want everybody to know.
Trump screwed that one up. He forgot to tell them that they had to start reviewing the documents. He was just like, I think Trump thinks that when he writes something on
Did
Twitter,
they release them
that
yet?
It just happens.
Did any of you guys read this?
He's like,
you got my tweet?
He's like, tomorrow it's coming. On Twitter, he's like, tomorrow the JFK documents. And then everyone's like, oh my God, they're coming out tomorrow?
I hired these two young guys, very funny, very sharp guys, very smart. I hired these two guys to read it, and they're extended exposed to. They were actually, one guy was my caddy, and he was trying to explain some of it to me. And he got to this one. I said, "Whoa, give me my 3-wood."
They released some of it, but there were no bombshells. No, right. no, nothing totally like, oh my God, it was Ted Cruz's father or whoever.
Right. Well, we don't want to
There's
fuck Ted now.
He knows
he's
about
been
that.
Supportive. Ted Cruz. He's been a good guy.
See, that's why they suppressed some of it.
They brought him from Cuba.
Yeah.
They were going to have Castro. Did you know that? Fucking poisonous bathing suit.
Yeah.
A poison bathing suit. How do you poison a bathing suit?
I heard he
man.
Likes to wear bathing suits.
Right. Holy fuck, that
dude!
Kennedy,
that's on.
That
here's
Kennedy
the thing.
Has a sense of humor.
It's like we know these scumbags. They're all. Here's the problem, though, with our country. There's other countries have scumbags running that. You know what I mean? It's like everybody thinks the rest of the world is so fucking, oh, not like, listen, we're an embarrassment. We just become more like the rest of the world.
It's Marcos.
Aside from, look at Spain. Catalonia is trying to get away from Spain. And Spain, the government's basically saying, you ain't going fucking nowhere.
Right.
We're going to start pulling everybody out of your positions, and we'll see what you guys want to do then. And it's interesting. You know, my family's from Gibraltar, which is an English territory connected to Spain. So you know how the Spanish government feels about, you know, that part of their continent.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, but everywhere, France, you know, it was just 2 years ago, the French president had fucking a whore, like 3 or 4 hookers living in his fucking, you know,
well,
I mean,
right.
You know,
French,
I mean,
president. On Halloween you can have
that's
something.
Actually, Doug, you may not know this, it's actually in the French constitution that
it's
the president
of, okay.
gets a whore.
It's part of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, no.
Bill of Feel My Oats.
I think, and in Italy they get the Gumar.
Yeah.
You know, the president, oh, that's my Gumar.
Yeah,
Friday night I have a Gumar, Saturday my wife.
Yeah, you bring her up. Why do you bring her up? Hey, what's his name? Get his name down. Take his Maserati away.
Yeah,
no more Maserati for you. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey,
Ethan Moore is in.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everybody! It's at that. It's around 6 o'clock here in South Florida. If you're watching this live on Facebook, and of course, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, or you can download. It's free and Patreon. You can donate, by the way.
Please,
up to $1 a month. We got some people now. I didn't realize it, but the money's been going into my checking account.
Oh great.
Sweet.
It's about $9 a month.
Okay.
That's it.
A lot of money. That's my gas money every week.
Well, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to split it for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll take two.
And but you guys can do it. It's a Patreon page. You can donate $1. Even imagine if it's $2 a month. How that's nothing.
Yeah, come on.
We get you like 12 shows a month.
You know, take that money away from that kid in Africa you're sponsoring and just shift that on over to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah, you know, listen, for $1 a day, you can feed Peter Leonard.
That's right.
Ethan Moore, Elgin David, and Ciro Dobrik.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We should do a cartoon. We should actually record that and then that's how we'll get people listening. But we'll be back with Straight From the Headlines right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back. It's time for Straight From the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
Nothing better than news that you can laugh at.
You gonna get any trick or treaters here, Dougie?
Are they
gonna
be knocking on the door? It's 6 o'clock, and we haven't had any yet.
What did he give out? Joints? bullets?
It's kind of, maybe we should, you know, it's funny if all of a sudden there's a whiff comes through the back, and the kids open the door and like, wow.
Hey, do
is there
you
any
have
candy left?
Yeah, well, Dougie,
you do have candy, don't you?
You pass a big bowl of it for the last fucking 2 weeks.
Dougie's gonna.
I wasn't here last week.
Actually, that's all edibles. He's
I got M&M's and Reese's. You know, my wife has a big bowl. You've seen the bowl out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been there for a few weeks, right? I think
I've seen your wife's bowl.
Right.
sounds dirty.
I'm just offended you called it a bowl, as opposed to like a little ashtray. But there's M&M's, peanut, regular. There's Reese's.
Got dark chocolate.
Kit Kats.
Wow.
Snickers.
Any dark
Milky Way.
Out there?
I'm getting hungry.
I don't know. But I didn't see any, but I think there's Twix. The 100, you know, almond bar, mound bars.
If I look in your car right now.
No, I don't. You'll find plain M&M's next to my nightstand.
Okay.
You know, take a little packet before I go to bed. Any rate, I don't know. So we'll see if the kids fucking stop by. You know what I mean? If they do, the doorbell doesn't work.
Really? That's perfect. How'd you
funny, people
it?
Sit there and come to my house. But that's, I don't, who the fuck answers their door anymore? I don't want to answer my door.
Does the trap door work? Or?
Yeah.
The electric, say, release the hounds.
The electric grate.
Right.
I got to get the permit.
Yeah.
Dude, this dog, what the fuck? A dog's got a scarf on, by the way.
Very pretentious. Your dog's like some kind of hipster.
North Korea nuclear test site collapses and killed 200 people, the report said.
Hilarious, by the way.
Fucking, I mean, no, I don't. Think about it. Like,
it's like sad. But.
Perfect.
Now think about this. They're in North Korea. Uh-huh. They have like these underground silos and shit where they're trying to hide their, all their shit. You know, they got like, that money's got to go somewhere, you know. And these guys are running around like in ant farms.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like, just hundreds of people working and, you know, plotting and, you know. And do all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, you hear something?
Trouble.
Then the whole thing just falls in on itself.
More than 200 people are believed to have died in underground tunnels after a collapse at North Korea's Punggye-ri nuclear facility.
Wow.
The test site was reportedly badly shaken by an aftermath of the country's sixth nuclear test.
Oh, wow. They blew themselves up.
Yeah.
Aftermath, isn't there usually history?
What's that? I don't understand,
know.
Peter.
The test, every once in a while, you gotta go. That's the thing. When you gotta go from a '30s reference to a '50s reference to a.
Well, you're talking about Dr. Dre aftermath.
No, he just said aftermath, and I said aftermath. He said history, or French.
Oh my God! Wow. Yeah. Aftermath.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Are you gonna tell us to take your wife, please? Okay.
Oh God.
Shut
yeah.
the fuck up. Listen.
All right, that's enough of you.
Go ahead.
By the aftermath, the country's sixth nuclear, a 100-kiloton hydrogen bomb, roughly 7 times more powerful than the atomic bomb that was dropped in Hiroshima, which is always the benchmark they compare it to.
Right.
North Korean sources told Japanese television channel ASHI-TV that the collapse occurred in October during the construction of an underground tunnel at the facility. Wow. Around 100 workers were stuck underground, and a group that was sent to their rescue were also buried after another collapse happened.
This is like one of those examples where, like, if you succeed, you actually fail.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, my God, the bomb worked great.
Yeah. It's very powerful.
It killed all the scientists.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel bad for the 200 people that died.
I do. You know, think about it. These are just people. It's not like they wake up every morning with a picture. Like, you think most people in North Korea, like, have a picture of America and they wake up every morning to it and, like, flip a bird at it? You mean is it that way?
I think
the guy's controlling it. There's no internet in North Korea. Right. They have everything state owned, right?
I think there's some of that because they control information. It's like 1984,
right?
You know, so it's like, you know, let's have the 2 minutes hate against America. So they do. They build everything up with propaganda.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, you know, some people get up, they have a candle. You know, some people get up, they do yoga. You know, but everybody in North Korea gets up and they look at a picture of Donald Trump right now. Well, even people in America, I guess.
Just America in general.
Yeah, it's more people in America probably now.
Yeah.
So. Hey.
But I don't blame them for that because that's just what they've been taught.
Yeah. What else do they know?
Yeah.
You can't feel bad for somebody. It's almost, here's the thing. It's almost like what's been the acceptance of some, like everybody has racist parents or older generation people they know. you know, they're not racist to the point where like, hey, you haven't, you know, you ain't going out, you know. But we're talking about like my mom. I remember one time I had a, the second time I dated an Asian woman, mm-hmm. and my mom was like, oh, what's, you know, like worried that my kids were going to be Chinese, you know. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like, I didn't take it like offensive to that as opposed to more like her. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing to be racist because you want to follow a certain way in a sense. But then there's racist where you're like, you hold, like, you don't like that group. Or, you know, that maybe like, they, obviously, if somebody had family that died in World War II,
right,
you know, then they were stuck in the, you know, the Japs and that kind of battle and the in that sect.
The Japs, wow, is that offensive?
I'm telling you, that's what they thought. You know, when after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, a lot of people weren't fucking very happy with the Japs here. And, you know,
Peter's triggered. They put right
him
in, now, well,
they,
Dougie,
listen,
okay.
They put him in internment camps. They gathered him
all
up.
It was a horrible, but you know what? It was fucking horrible.
It wasn't a fucking roll to be found. You couldn't get a tuna roll. You couldn't get a wahoo.
Sushi was just, you know. Think about, now, let me ask you a question. Do you think, you know.
Wasn't it the egg roll shortage, the rationing that went on during the World War? There?
Yeah, well, he'll tell you about the shortage of chopsticks.
Right. That's right. They're making them in Georgia now. And ship it up to China. China's out of
have no wood left. We have no wood.
Bamboo. It's true.
Even in piano bars, they can't even play it anymore.
That's correct.
That was like a Peter Leonard style joke. I'm just doing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for blending.
And you can have that one. For me.
Hey, now here's an interesting story. A woman, a 48-year-old woman, is caught giving a man who's only 28 a blowjob on Delta.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny because last week they were on American. Did you know that?
I'm just, yeah, I'm going to let you.
Just
not, only, did, not only is it not funny, I just don't even follow. Is it supposed to be a joke or is it?
No, I just, they were. Read the story. Did you read the whole story?
No, he
follows her everywhere, apparently.
Oh, does he?
Happening.
They know each other?
No, fuck no.
All right. Try to save yourself.
I was in the next aisle.
Yeah, woman 48 is caught giving man oral sex who's only 28 on a Delta flight in their seats after meeting on the plane. What a lucky dude.
That was the first date. That was a Plenty of Fish date. Hey, let's meet on a flight.
Freaky. I'm telling you, hey, let's just get freaky. I've seen people on the plane that look like they want to get freaky.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen it get freaky, and I have been in a situation. With
them. Yeah. I remember you and that dude.
No, a guy. This is not a guy, man. This is a pilot.
The pilot was tired. Oh, let him lay on my lap.
He was exhausted.
He's smoking slow. A pair of Delta passengers are facing criminal charges after allegedly being caught having oral sex on a mid-flight.
Oh, come on. Relax, Delta.
Ugh.
They're not ready when you are, buddy.
The female passenger, 48, was allegedly caught performing the sex act on the man.
Performing.
20 years her junior.
Well, does that matter?
Yeah, at that point. I mean, it's a blowjob. It's not like they're, you know, going to get married and have take photos together. As they remained in their seats on their flight from Los Angeles to Detroit on Sunday.
Oh, I don't know if they were.
They were both connecting in Detroit to other flights, and pair only met on board of the aircraft.
Hmm. That's pretty hot.
Well, it's funny is they met in the bathroom. Right. They say, hey, come sit next to me.
After landing in there. After landing in Detroit, they were met by the police. Neither had been named, but the pair are both now facing charges from the FBI.
Hershey swallowed the evidence.
Wait, so is that illegal? Is that a federal crime now?
Is that lascivious?
Maybe.
What kind of, you can't, you're on a...
Lewd and lascivious?
You're doing a sexual act in public?
You know, these goddamn terrorists, they've ruined the Mile High Club.
You know what's really weird? They now probably have to figure out what state they were flying over, and some sharp lawyer is going to go, wait a minute, when did you catch them? They were over Ohio. It's perfectly legal to get a blowjob in Ohio.
That or they would have probably broken 10 more laws.
There's different laws in different states. I swear to God, they could probably, some sharp motherfucker. If you're an attorney out there and not named.
All right, slow down,
please,
Chief.
No Corey's.
Yeah, no, you're going to get charged in every state on the flight path.
Depends how long that blowjob lasted, man.
Well, imagine the court costs there.
The guy came quickly. It's not a 45-minute blowjob. It's a different story.
Now, here's another couple that's interesting. Man 77 accused of choking a 23-year-old woman he met on a dating site.
Well,
I think somebody wasn't using recent photos. The guy's 72. She's, what the fuck I said?
He was choking her?
Yeah.
How strong could he be?
Yeah, he's 77. Unless he has arthritis.
It felt like a weak breeze, you know? Yeah.
Are you choking me? Or are you trying to help me with my collar?
Is my chain? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like funny. He used to be into bondage, but now he's just really old. Oh, it's so cute when he tries.
A 77-year-old Virginia man has been accused of assaulting a younger woman who cops say met him on a dating site. Alan Schmidt was arrested by Newport News cops. I was just there. And charged with allegedly choking the unnamed 23-year-old after she called police on Tuesday.
She stopped the attack when she took one half step backwards. Right. He fell over.
She kicked his cane. Yeah. She kicked his cane and he fell over.
When they first met, he's like, I think I'm supposed to meet your son. The woman said she told Schmidt she's not interested in dating, but they could be friends. Oh, we all know what happens when you put us in the friend zone.
can we go shopping? How close is the mall, by the way?
He knew that was coming. That's what the old dudes have to deal with.
Fuck,
you know,
yeah.
If you want to be with some young slang, they're going to, before you get into it, what's the song? You got to lick it before you kick it. Yeah, you got to charge it.
Before you barge it.
Before you nail it.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was looking for a sugar daddy?
Who knows? I don't know. I can't think that much into the story. Maybe, but she's on a dating site.
Right.
Maybe he was more of the diet side.
But those guys
didn't have a lot of sugar. Low calorie.
Yeah.
I know people. I know this because there's more than a dozen people I personally know that are well-to-do men that have been married several times, have their own kids, mm-hmm. but they also have boats and they have, you know, they're rich dudes. You know, they sold construction company, that kind of, you know, that
they
kind
have
of
horse.
Thing. Right. And they, yeah. this one guy, I swear to God, he's got a place in a certain part of then near Miami mm-hmm. where it's condos where he's got like two or three different chicks just in two different three condos that he's living there taking care of the place.
Right.
And all the old ladies, all the old women that live in that building, they know what's going on.
Yeah, they're
see
women.
People coming and stuff like that, and they mm-hmm. get mad, and they, you know.
Yeah.
And they want to, what's going on here? I know what's going on. Yeah, there's no reason that beautiful woman would be hanging around you.
They want their rent paid, too.
Fuck yeah. They're like, me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag me too. Don't forget, hashtag not me. Never
and,
have.
And they can take their teeth out.
Mm.
It's a big advantage.
The woman said she told Schmidt she was interested in dating. Schmidt then took the woman to a shopping mall.
See, was I right?
Where he spent $400 on her.
That's it? She was pissed.
Okay.
That was the limit on his
You got to go 500 if you want to impress a whore.
He had a limit on the credit.
At some point after their shopping trip, authorities say Schmidt asked for items he bought her to return to him, including the shirt the woman was wearing. When she told him he could not have the shirt back, the affidavit says Schmidt grabbed her around the neck, then threw her to the ground.
How long did that take?
Right.
How old do you think this 76-year-old man is who's throwing this thanks to Cenogenics?
Yeah.
Listen, he could beat the shit out of some young whore.
Look at fucking Vic Tanny and all these guys, these muscle guys at their age. I see guys in the gym, these old men. I mean, I'm 61. There's fucking guys 75 who are, you know,
cut.
But iron shit.
You get yeah. The woman told police Schmidt then choked her. And she had to struggle to breathe.
Yeah.
She was like, it was kind of hard. It was not that hard.
And
but
she was smoking a cigarette being interviewed.
I was texting my friend while it happened. I was texting my friend, sending a selfie.
Right.
Look, he's choking me.
It's like when you're trying to read and the dog's coming up on you and you're kind of pushing it back.
It's on Facebook Live.
Come on, get away.
Look at this old man. You look at him, he's trying to fucking choke me.
When questioned by police outside the scene of the alleged assault, Schmidt said he hadn't choked her, but only accidentally grabbed her by the neck. You know, because that always happens.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
After she pushed him and struggled to keep his balance. Yeah, I'm an old man. Look at me.
Right.
Asked me to do a cartwheel.
Looks like Bill Cosby walking into court.
Noting the scratches on the woman's neck and the accounts of witness corroboration, cops arrested Schmidt, who will have spent the rest of his life, which is about probably 2 years in jail.
And they used one handcuff for both his wrists. They just crossed his wrist and used one fucking part of the handcuff, you know? Only guy weighed 89 pounds.
Now, this is a story that Peter Leonard threw me.
Thank you.
Which always, you would get a little nervous. This is a true story, though. We verified it. Snopes.
See?
Eldrin David. What dog? What do you want me to do? Miami man says girlfriend's mutilated body. See right there, once you have a girlfriend and she's mutilated.
Looks bad.
That's not good.
That's not for her.
Like, you don't have to read. Like, right there, you know, if you have a girlfriend, she's mutilated.
Right.
Something's wrong.
Now, Peter sent you the story. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it sure it wasn't his wife that was mutilated? I just
no.
The victim's last name is Leonard.
Interesting.
Now that mutilated body actually is he's trying to tell the cops it's a blow up doll made of flesh.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
that's what he's trying to tell Doc. Like, hey, it's not a body.
That's
it's
not a corpse.
It's
that's my sex doll.
It's like right. It's from China. It's the best sex doll I've ever bought.
Right.
What if you ordered a it sex doll from China?
Just like oh my flesh god! What is this? The guy?
It even
is
bleeds.
This a woman? What the fuck? A Miami man was arrested Saturday after the mutilated body of his girlfriend was found in his bedroom in the closet, covered with several sheets, because you know that'll hide the dead body
and the smell.
Yeah.
So the guy goes online.
I had some
Febreze.
I had some Febreze.
So the guy goes online. He orders a sex doll from China.
No, she's.
They send it. No. Then he opens up the box and it's his dead girlfriend.
How? It's
he's like. He's like.
It's not me.
Magic. You know those Chinese? They're very tricky. So what happened?
They're trying to pin it on me. Them fucking Chinese. China.
Wow, that is a terrible excuse.
Yeah. Despite the discovery, Jerome Wright, 32, denied that there was a body in his closet.
Hmm.
Instead, choosing to tell police whatever was in his room was not real.
Except the flocka you'll find on the in my
real.
Upper on my dresser drawer.
Yeah, but
there.
That bag of cocaine, that's real.
Real.
Can I have it when we're done?
Is LSD is real? Everything.
There's been people that they've got arrested for something and they got caught with drugs. And I can have my, you know. Right. Can I have my Coke back now?
Yeah.
Miami-Dade police officers were called to Wright's home Friday night after Wright's mother reported smelling a foul odor.
Wow.
Coming from inside her son's room. Lives with mom.
Uh-oh.
This guy's 32.
Lives with mom.
Now he's 32. His girlfriend's in dismembered parts.
In pieces, right.
In his closet.
And he's single.
Hi, son.
Yeah.
How's now, your relationship?
He's recently single.
How's your relationship?
It's in pieces, Ma. It's just fell to pieces.
It's falling to pieces.
It's gone.
When officers got there, according to the report, Wright walked out of his room naked and sweaty. You know, like we all do.
Oh, no.
And advised that officers that he had a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to eat my ex-girlfriend.
don't say it. Is that what he's doing?
Officers searched the room and discovered what appeared to be bodily fluids on a trash can and a mattress.
A bit of vomit.
That's
right
disturbing.
Now.
They soon found the body of Wright's girlfriend, Deanna Clendinen. Clematis.
Clitoris.
Clitoris.
They found her clitoris.
What's the other? What's that disease?
Yeah, I don't know.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Deanna Clematis, 52, in the closet.
Wait, how old?
52.
And he was 32.
Well, what is it with the
no
old
he
cougar,
killed her.
The cougars?
No wonder it didn't work out.
No wonder he killed her. Well, dude, 32 goes into 52.
Dude, the picture they showed of her, she looks like the Dominican Republic complete version of like Caitlyn Jenner. Like,
well, she's dead. Okay, doggy. Let's
maybe transition.
She probably looks
is it
a little
before
worse
or after.
Now.
Oh,
well, yeah,
it's before. Okay,
that's pretty bad for poor Caitlyn.
Oh shit.
Well, I meant before death.
But. Because of the amount of items concealing the bodies of officers, could only see decomposed leg protruding from the pile. Wright's mother told police that Clendinen, who frequently stayed at the home, was the only visitor in the last week. Wright's mother said she hadn't seen her since she went into Wright's bedroom last Tuesday.
Yeah, would you visit there? The place stunk. Who wants to stop by? The neighbors are about to knock on the door. They're cooking something. Fuck
so was he banging the corpse? Is that what was happening?
He was sweaty and naked.
Yeah. This is a great story. By the way, Peter, great story for Halloween. You know, very macabre.
Let's reenact that sometime tonight.
Right.
Downtown Fort Lauderdale, somewhere near Capone's.
Yeah, you can be a sexy mutilated corpse.
There you go, man. I'm already halfway there.
A few days later, Wright told police her son ran out of his room complaining about a stomachache. When she asked her son about the smell, he told her that he saw a rat in his room and he had diarrhea and the dog defecated on the floor.
Wait, so all three?
Like the rat? Why the rat?
How do you know you're lying when you got three big things?
Right, the rat's...
You can't come home late and go, honey, I got a flat tire, and then I got a ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then a fucking asteroid hit the car.
Right.
You know?
So the rat was... He had diarrhea. The rat was running, slipped in the diarrhea.
No, he had...
And it was just a big mess.
No, and
I can't help but sleep in here and stay in here all day.
Yeah. She had diarrhea on the rat.
Okay.
Yeah, don't
care. Right.
She was running around the house trying to shit on the rat. He thought it would kill it. He was aiming his ass at a rat.
The mother pointed out that her son smelled like blood. Later that afternoon, she smelled a foul odor coming from the garbage can in the kitchen. Well, you think if you take the garbage out of your room, I'm just going to put the first load in Mom's kitchen. She won't tell.
Now, do we know what blood smells like? Do you guys, would you just know?
I've smelled
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you do martial arts stuff. I guess it's kind of coppery.
Yeah, it's metallic.
Now, that's
the
taste.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah, that too.
But I feel like it's suspicious that the mom's like, oh, yeah, he smelled like blood.
Yeah.
You know, like she's like, oh, I've smelled a lot of blood. And
well, women have that. You know?
Oh, that's a good point.
Right, exactly.
I thought my period was coming. Right, she thought her period was coming on, and he was just her husband's homicidal tendencies.
Well, she was 52 and probably going through menopause. That's why he killed her, maybe. She was nuts.
Wright said that he had a life-size blow-up doll in his closet made of flesh.
He said that?
Yeah.
Right. Blow-up doll made of flesh.
Yeah.
Something wrong there, by
First
the way.
Of all, there's nothing wrong with it, because when they get to court, And his defense lawyer says to the arresting officer, what exactly did he tell you? And they go, oh, that's his defense. He's a fucking nut. They'll put him in an institution instead of jail. You know, this is all contrived.
Wright also repeatedly said that if you find something in the room, it's from the internet, police said. Wright said he hadn't seen her in 5 months. Yeah. That's another big lie.
He also had no laptop.
The police report detailed the condition of Clinton's body. Police said there were as large lacerations to her abdomen and that several of her internal organs were missing.
Oh, no.
That was the smell in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
And he was going to cook some liver or something.
He's eating her.
And fava beans.
So she wanted to stop banging him. She wanted to stop banging him. She probably got it, and he said, you're gonna fuck me the rest of your life. I'm going to make a doll out of you.
Oh, boy.
I just got to get rid of all the shit in the middle.
With the lambs bleating, Clarice.
Yeah.
People get into some weird stuff.
Clarice. I know who your father was.
See, people always think that. Yes. That's pretty good.
Yes.
People always think that serial killers are these geniuses like Hannibal Lecter, but really they're retards like this guy.
Right. Yes, he I'm smarter than you.
See, Hannibal's smart.
Right. Really.
He was a genius.
Hannibal, can you tell us why this guy, your protege there, is such a dumbass?
He was a rookie.
he was just getting started.
Yeah, he was a open micer.
That's what Bill Cosby said about Harvey Weinstein.
Yes. Another one who's not so smart.
Well, he's turning into fucking Bela Lugosi
or something. You're turning into Bela Lugosi.
I was going to say, it's Dracula here on Halloween.
That's right. Hannibal Lecter.
Dracula meets Hannibal Lecter. Now, that would be a good movie. That's fantastic.
Wow.
By the way, Adam Malik says, I could barely see you, Dougie. Fresh needs different angles. Howard Stern. Yeah, dude, I got a fucking iPad right now. We're going to change all that, by the way. I'm going to probably get there's a nice camera. You get one nice little post and control it on an iPad where you could take five different angles right
Sweet.
Off the top.
Yeah.
The studio's going to get some work on. So thanks for pointing out the inefficiency of my podcast.
You get rid of your bowling trophies.
Are you still mad about the fucking shoes? Calm down, Chuck E. Cheese. But yeah, I appreciate it. But in the meantime, listen to the podcast. That's the most concern.
And send money. That's the number two thing.
Send money. I didn't know. Here's the thing. Last story. I don't know if this was a fake story or not. I didn't ask Elgin or Snopes boy. But a man arrested after selling farts in a jar.
Okay. Well.
Without a vending license.
That's like selling dreams and wishes right? in a tin can. I mean,
how many people have thought of that idea, farting in a can, like a jar? Like,
a lot
I remember,
of people thought of that.
I remember in the old stores, like it used to be the barefoot mailman in the mall.
Yeah.
Remember the barefoot mailman was a store you'd go to and had like lava lamps and
oh, it was like Spencer's Gifts?
Exactly. But okay. It was even, I think it was a little more edgy than Spencer's Gifts, right?
I don't remember.
You never remember barefoot
I
mailman? There was stuff in there that was like, you know, like, wow, your kid's walking. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like
shocking.
You know what I mean? Yeah, a little more like Spencer's. You go in there and there's everything from the executive balls
quite edgy, but
the things you piss on and you know.
Yeah.
Tennessee, a man was arrested for selling his own farts in jars without even having a vending license. The man was caught by the authorities.
Now, this is more government regulation meddling with the lives of ordinary business,
small
business owners.
This guy should be commended if he makes a living on this.
God damn it.
They want to make sure that it's an authentic fart, not an animal fart, that his farts.
Yeah, all right.
You've got to be able to prove
this. How can
this
you
stuff.
Tell?
I don't know.
And then when you smell, there's no way you could test the product because the minute you open the product to test it, it's gone. It's not like you have like a farm. You can say, here's a batch of corn from the farm. You can test it, see if everything's safe.
Right. No, you don't have a farm. You have a farm.
You have a farm. Okay, this part. Right. Yeah, that smells like a fucking dude. That's burger chicken, like cheese. I smell a little farty cheese.
What might be interesting is if he has different foods and labels the thing as Mexican fart, Spanish, you know, French food fart.
Yeah, fried
Chinese
fart.
Food. Right, a fried fart.
A cabbage fart.
Exactly.
You know, a fucking
Brussels sprouts fart. Asparagus farts.
Oh, yeah, those are bad.
Stink.
Right?
Yep. How about piss in a jar? That's easier to do.
That's the Howard Hughes special.
Yeah. He was selling farts from different foods.
Oh, there you go.
And with different ages.
So he did it. Wow. Peter, you and this guy, you're like.
I sold farts before.
Same mind, you know?
I didn't get caught.
Separated at birth.
I just didn't get caught.
You want me to show you his old business card? With around 150 jars, he was selling farts as old as 1 week. Said the policeman Gary Cockburn. This is where I get nervous when somebody says the officer's name was Cockburn.
Right.
That's usually something you throw in a doctor. Dr. Cockburn.
This one sounds fake already.
Like we used to go to physicals. The joke when we used to go like high school soccer, you had to get a physical before you try for the team. So, and we said, we got to go to Dr. Droppenkopf.
Yeah, Droppenkopf.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Every jar around 30% fart and 70% air, although he didn't clarify that his buyers... The man didn't have permission to sell those farts, so we seized them, Cockburn stated. He used to sell about 90 jars per day, and many people are mad because now they can't have their sweat or their sweet, delicious farts.
All right, this is a joke.
It has to be.
This is another fake one.
You can't sell 90. How much was he charging?
Fake news, Dougie. Fake news.
A jar of farts.
But you look at this guy's picture and you say, this guy's probably has some interest. Like...
I want to see the customers. I don't care. I don't care what he looks like.
That's
he
true.
Could look like fucking Red Skelton, but right. I want to see who's buying this shit.
I mean, you could do your own, right? Like, you know, like you have enough people around you.
Some people aren't gassy, buddy.
No,
and they might want to miss. They miss that.
Really? There's people that aren't. Are there?
They can't experience it, so you need to. It's like reading to the blind.
Do you
right?
fart? Do you fart, Ethan?
I could generate something.
I mean, like you have to generate. Like you don't ever have a period where you just fart.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Day, you don't fart once or twice a day, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
You think? I don't know if I've ever measured it myself, but you don't fart?
No.
Really?
Nope.
During the day. Wow.
It all comes out of their fucking mouth then.
That's right. I think this is a genuine disability. Should be recognized.
I also move my bowels maybe once a day, as opposed to nine times.
No, listen
to people in the room.
I do in the morning one or two times.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then I usually have a nice somewhere towards the end of the day at night
after a fart.
Are you trying to ask me if I shit my pants?
No, I'm trying to figure out, is by you farting in the afternoon, does that tell you I must have to shit?
Does it lessen the pressure?
I'm one with my body. I don't need to have a fart to tell me when my stomach is, you know.
His mind and his body are unified. He's a finely tuned machine.
That's right. I know what's going on, buddy.
Excellent.
There's a conveyor belt system. I'm aware of what's on the track.
Listen.
Doug, you can fart on you, and you will be on the mat.
I got to tell you, bowels are very important. And you guys are still young.
By the way, I got to go back. The last time I had a colonoscopy done, when I went to Mexico, and I was worried. I thought I had something wrong with me.
Guy lost his watch?
Yeah.
What happened?
That they said, come back after you're 50. Back then, it was...
You're
clean, no problem, you're good, don't worry about it, you look fine.
But now
you're 50, and who knows, you go in there, it could be look, you know, like a cavernous fucking...
Drink that shit the night before.
By the way, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Mr. Peter Leonard for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Be safe out there, kids.
I haven't heard the doorbell ring yet, by the way.
If there's a kid named Corey that comes to the door, send him away.
Yeah, or give him $10 million so he can squeal. Mr. Ethan Moore.
Yeah, hey, should I promote myself?
Yes.
Yeah, plug
okay. Follow me on Twitter or Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny. Check out my podcast, Mean and Sober, at meanandsober.com or on iTunes.
And you have a gig tonight. Where?
Oh, I have a gig tonight, yeah, at the 33rd Street Wine Bar. Nightmare on 33rd Street, guys. Yeah. Come out tonight. Check it out. It's a showcase of a bunch of South Florida comedians. 33rd Street Wine Bar, 9 o'clock tonight.
Cool, Peter.
You can see me on Facebook on the Food for Thought radio show. And by the way, got a meeting tomorrow at a restaurant in Delray and possibly to be doing the show again on site, which you'll be the first co-host.
Oh, let's see.
Amanda had a baby yesterday.
That's great.
Or this morning, 5:30.
Yeah, nice.
Congratulations, Amanda.
Wednesday night, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show, The Funniest Man Alive, Mr. G. David Howard will be there, several others. I will be Wednesday night in Rocky's Dueling Piano Bar in Gainesville.
Nice.
On Thursday, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Tallahassee at Monroe, the Junction at Monroe. And on Friday night, I'll be at Winter Circle in Lakeland, Florida, eating chippy teriyaki wings. Thanks for listening. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie and join our fan page on, Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter. At Wake Up Dougie. Facebook fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And of course, that's it. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous. Take care, guys, and we'll be back next week.
Happy Halloween!
All new shows. Yeah, boo.
Woo!
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.